Look, up in the sky. It's not a bird, nor a plane, hardly a superhero, but in a growing number of regions, it could well be a U.S. airborne drone, something that peace activist and Code Pink co-founder Medea Benjamin has dubbed a flying death robot. They're also the subject of her new book, Drone Warfare, Killing by Remote Control.
I personally had been to Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, many of the places where the drones are being used, and I saw that they weren't as precise as our government says they are, and I realized that we were being sold a faulty bill of goods to make people feel assured, okay, we're just getting the evildoers, we're not getting innocent people, and we are indeed killing lots of innocent people, and it's reverberating back in the form of anti-Americanism.
American drone attacks abroad are run mostly by the CIA, or the Joint Special Operations Command, two highly secretive agencies that until recently have effectively shielded these operations from even much congressional scrutiny, Benjamin says. As a result, both their cost and their reliability is only now beginning to be publicly questioned.
They're cheap when compared to an F-16, but they're not cheap when you look at all the ramifications from the fact that many of them crash. The Air Force has admitted that a third of them crash.
And, she adds, a lot of additional personnel and other costs are required to keep them aloft.
You need the pilots on the ground, and then you need the people who are doing the maintenance, and there's an hour of maintenance for every hour in the air. It's more expensive because you're up in the air more, you're using more fuel, you're using more people to analyze the data. So what's sold as a cheap way to make war is actually quite expensive.
Drone technology is advancing rapidly. Some surveillance units are now as small as insects. But Benjamin cautions it is hardly proprietary to the U.S. military.
The genie is out of the bottle. Not only is the U.S. the number one producer of drones, but right behind us is Israel, number two producer, but number one exporter. In fact, they are exporting to 50 different countries all over the world. Number three producer is now China, and they're selling their drones all over. So what was once the purview of the United States, now there are many other countries and non-state entities that have drones as well. And certainly they must be wondering why they can't do something similar against their enemies.
These days, even a capable do-it-yourselfer can readily build one, she adds. So there are many reasons for concerned citizens to join in the ongoing efforts to rein in their use, especially within the United States.
We can not only be talking to our police departments, but we can be passing local resolutions saying we don't want drones in our community to be used to spy on us. We're calling them no-drone zones. And then we're working with congresspeople, and this is a left-right issue, how dangerous this can be for civil liberties. Homeland Security is now giving grants to police departments to help them buy drones. Well, we don't feel it's a good use of our tax dollars, and we want to get some legislation that prohibits giving money to local law enforcement agencies for drones.
In addition, Code Pink and other groups are pressing the United Nations to adopt international standards restricting drone use to military operations and under established and accepted rules of engagement. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.